Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building. Wolf wolf to the wolf wolf, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is. There it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. And then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and everyone all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity-yiggity-yiggity all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash from the west to the east. I could be a beast when I unleash just a lyrical feast into your ear hole. My story's bold as gold and twice as nice. Let me ask you something. How's your life? Spice it up. It's your boy Stevie Mac getting down. What to get down? This is show number 1,463. You know what? Damn. It's 1,467. That's a put the wrong damn number in there. Damn. Now, how did I do that? I hate when I do that. Then I have to go back and fix it after the show. Well, I'm going to promote it from here on out as 1,467 because that's what it is. So, there it is. Boom. Well, it looked like it didn't even send the thing out anyway. It says my message was sent, but I'm going over to my Facebook. I don't see it nowhere. What you talking about, Willis? Wait, so I'm going to put it out as the right one. Yeah, so if you see it and you're in cyberspace and it says 1463, pay no attention to that. I just have to go back and fix it. Okay? There it is right there. Alright, so I am. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Be a friend on Facebook. Let's communicate in cyberspace. You can find all that and more at steviemack.com, steviemack.com. That's where you can find out where I'm performing at. Also, at a place near you, and if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. Yeah. Next show is coming up this Easter Sunday. The Stevie Mack Show. We got comedy, drama, spoken word, fun, games, song, dance, a little shake your pants. I like the way you dance. Shake your pants. Shake, 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 shake. Ooh. Ooh. Tell me, do you know who that song is by? Huh? Who that song is by? Huh? Shake Your Pants is by none other than Larry Blackmon, of course, is the lead singer of Cameo, and that who the song is by right there. Check it out. Let me get a little bar of that right there.
Well,
you're going to hear the whole commercial first, huh? And then you're going to hear a song now. Like this.
Thank you.
tonight. Cause that's when my mind feels just right. Don't stop me. No doubt. Just watch me. And I'll show you how.
Be a freak, girl, I do.
Cold Blood right there. I don't know why they cut it short. I guess that's the short version of it, but I gotta tell you. Shake your pants. Shake, 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 shake. Ooh. Anyway, that's Cameo back in the 70s, 80s doing a damn thing. Shake your pants. Now, I gotta tell you, that's the video. If you look at the video, I put the video in the chat room, by the way. If you go to the chat room, that's one thing about the Stevie Mac show, is that you can go to the chat room and check it out, whatever I put in there. And I put the link to this video in there. So this is Cameo, and I got to say, man, if you look at this, you look at this video, you don't know. They was flaming. They was flaming. I'm telling you, boy. They wearing these onesies with the chest all out, and they look like solid gold dancers, the female ones. And I got to tell you, that guy that sings that high-pitched part on there, where he says, so let me find the part. This right here, okay. I thought this was a woman, this part. Now, all my life, I thought that was a woman singing that. And I'm thinking, like, you know, you listen to the song, and like, ooh, I bet she's fine as hell. That's a hairy armpit man. Yeah, with a mustache. And really tight pants where you can see his everything. And they all look like that, man. You know, I mean, boy. I don't know if they're asking women or men to shake their pants. But they're shaking their pants. And, you know, over the years, Cameo changed. Got a little bit of hipper, you know. For instance, Larry Blackman of Cameo, when he did, man, he did some cold things. Like, so Word Up. When he did Word Up and Candy, that really got sparkle in your, and you listen to Sparkle, straight up love song. This is Cameo Night. I'm going to give you a little bit of sparkle right here, man. This is going to get you right here. Just check it out. Thank you. That song right there, Sparkles. Sparkle. Man, Sparkle is one of them panty drop songs. As soon as I come on, the panties drop. Immediately, just bam. Okay, whatever you want to do, it's on. Sparkle. This was the song, man. Okay, now when they graduated into, well, actually, they have a 12-inch version of I Just Want to Be, which is much longer. I'm not going to play that, but I just want to let you know there is a longer version. Oh, I Just Want to Be. Oh, we played Shake Your Pants. We didn't play I Just Want to Be. Now, let me just say, Shake Your Pants and I Just Want to Be, these were breakdancing songs. Breakdancing and pop-locking first come out. We were pop-locking. Pop-locking was cool. We stood up, popping, breaking, pop. Breaking was just like, you know, came after popping. Popping was smooth. Bam, boom. You could pop and lock, you know, locking and popping. And then breakdancing, and that was just a whole, why do you think they call it breakdancing? People were breaking stuff. Getting all down, spinning on your head, popping arms and wrists, and they got all kind of crazy stuff like that. But when he came out with here we go, Word Up. If you don't remember Word Up, I don't know what you was doing when it came out with Word Up. But when Cameo came out with Word Up, Larry Blackman was wearing his Superman cup on his dingus and had his high top fade. Higher than the normal high top fade, and was like into it, man. And the Word Up, Word Up is cold. Check out Word Up. Just a little bit of it. I got LeVar Burton opens it up as a detective. Check this out. Word Up came out in the 80s, they had lost the whole, well, let me just say this, not that they didn't still look gay, but everybody had started looking so weird in the 80s that they blended right in. You know, Prince and the Revolution was jumping off, people dancing in Canvas songs. Don't get me started on Prince the time, Ready for the World, that whole 80s era, Billy Idol. I mean, this whole high top fade, get naked era jumped off, and they blended right in. So Word Up, Word Up stormed the charts, man. Just the video alone, it got 14 million hits on YouTube. And, I mean, it was top of the charts on the dance floor, man. I don't know if you remember LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow, Kunta Kinte on Roots, and later on to become Geordi, the blind man on Star Trek, Geordi. Why does the black people on Star Trek, all the black people on Star Trek got to have a dysfunction? Why is that, right? The Kardashians. No, not the ones, you know, with the big booties. I'm talking about the Kardashians in outer space on Star Trek. There was Kardashians there before there was Kardashians on TMZ. The Kardashians got their heads that looked like somebody took a dump on their heads. Yeah, Star Trek. And then the Ferengis, they looked like little midgets with big-ass ears. But those are the darker-skinned creatures in outer space on Star Trek. Everybody who's black or dark on Star Trek got a deformity. The only one that didn't have one, and that was the old Star Trek, and that was Lieutenant Uhuru, the sister, right? She didn't have no deformity. But everybody else had something wrong with them. What's that about? And all the white people get to look regular. I mean, the Vulcans and the, what's those other ones? The Vulcans and the, whatever, look, Worf, Lieutenant Worf, whatever he was. Yeah, they the ones look like somebody took a shit in the middle of their forehead. And I think those are the Kardashians. Anyway, now those were the Tickle Pink one, though. She's a big fan of Star Trek. But anyway, we got people locked in, loaded up into the phone banks. Speaking of big butts, let me just say, Beyonce cousin just got blew Beyonce out the water recently on a picture on Instagram, right? Everybody might want to know who she is. say nightclubs and rappers want her bad. That's what TMZ is saying. Her cousin Kristen Douglas gained she got like 71,000 followers on Instagram after taking a picture with Beyonce. I mean, this is what can happen, folks. You take a picture. You know, I mean, Billy the Kid. Remember Billy the Kid? Billy the Kid said, "I can make you famous." And Tupac said the same thing. You can be associated with certain people and become famous based on association. Well, you know, association brings about assimilation, right? If you didn't know that, it's time you know that whatever type of people you hang around, that's the type of person you're going to become. So let's just Google Kristen Douglas. Now she's famous. Boom. And a lot of y'all might want to know. So I'll Google images and boom, caked up for days. Yeah, she's up there with a booty cake sitting way out like a mile long, and all the rappers and nightclubs want her now all of a sudden. Yeah. I saw on TMZ today, they was talking. Let's see, some people hollering at her. So one guy named Frank said, "I just want to take the time out to say God bless Beyonce's cousin in the blue dress." Boom, right? Another person who got no name, really, just got a bunch of symbols as their name, said, "I know it's Sunday, but my wow for the week goes to Beyonce's cousin in the blue dress." So is she the devil in the blue dress? Is that what's going on, right? Is that what's happening? Everybody want to know who the hell is. Yeah. Here, a guy named Wee Babe Bryce said, "Beyonce's cousin in the blue dress can have my whole bi-monthly." I don't even know what a bi-monthly is. What is that? Like, county check money? Is that his GR check? Yeah, player, I don't think Baby in the Blue Dress is interested in you and your GR check. Maybe she is, I don't know. But I think she's trying to sell to new heights because she was like, "Yeah, me and my son been getting off of you and your son." She letting people know she got a baby in a slick way, you know, putting it out there that if you're trying to angle for me, you're going to have to, yeah. With that being said, moving right along. Cat Williams is in the news recently. They got another image of him, a video floating around of him slugging a teenager after a soccer game in the projects. First of all, what the hell are you doing in the projects playing soccer? You know, because he's suffering from some sort of mental illness or something. We got some callers on the line. We're going to bring them in here out of the 323 error code. First digit is 901. Who that is?
Oh, it's me, Stevie.
Stevie. What it do? Let me let the other callers know, too.
Cleons. That's what they were called. Cleons.
The Klingons. That's what Worf is, right, Lieutenant Worf?
The Cleons. You're talking about Star Trek, where the black people look funny. Cleons.
You look like somebody took a shit in the middle of their forehead, right?
Yeah, that was the Cleons.
The shit clinged on to the forehead. That
yeah, they were the most prominent villains in Star Trek. If they
and they criminals,
all the other,
right? Yeah, look at that.
All the other villains were mild compared to the Cleons.
And they're warriors mm-hmm. by heart. They carry them big ass swords with them.
Yeah. And they had that big old vein running up the center of their head.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like they're always angry about something.
Right. And then they had a warship that looked like a penis.
Like they ain't doing nothing but fucking and fighting in outer space. Right. This is what we got black people to be
thinking. I'm telling you the truth.
Flying around from planet to planet fucking and fighting. That's a cool thing, man. But you know,
I don't know whether you brought this up on your show because I called in later, but Gary Shandling passed away.
You know what? As a matter of fact, hold on a sec. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. That's for Gary Shandling. Our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family. Gary Shandling passed away today at 66 years old. Funny comedian. I love the Larry Sanders Show. My wife was watching it when I moved in with her in Long Beach back in 2006. She was a fan of the Larry Sanders Show, and I started watching it, became a big fan. In fact, I have the box set here at my house in my studio of the Larry Sanders Show, the entire collection. That's how much I like the show. And, yeah, Gary Shandling, so funny. He used to do those little movies also on Saturday Night Live, yeah. Gary
mm-hmm.
Shandling, I'm not sure if it was TV, Funhouse, Gary Shandling. Very funny comedian, dry humor. But they said that he rushed to the hospital with a medical problem, and then he died, you know, on arrival, DOA. So we don't know what that was. You know, normally when stuff like that is drugs or something involved, and the family probably don't want to put that out there. I don't know what he was suffering from, but they said he was healthy, that he had no medical problems. It's all of a sudden. But that goes to show you life is precious and it's fleeting. And I always tell people, especially when I go to high schools and talk to the youth, I always tell the youth, you know what life is like? Life is time, and time is money, but life is like this. You don't know how much you got left. It's like me taking a wad of money, not telling you how much it is, sticking it in your pocket and telling you when you finish spending that money, when you run out of it, you're going to die. How would you spend that money? So you don't know how much you got, but when you run out of it, you're going to die. That's how time is.
Well, no man knoweth the day or the hour.
But so, it's definitely going to be. It ain't no if. No
man knoweth the day or the hour, and nobody gets out alive.
No. Nobody gets out alive. You heard what they said about the graveyard, right? People are dying to get in there. Here's another thing I thought about too recently is that you hear about what they said on the news about that, about what'll kill you these days. Everything, every damn thing will kill you nowadays. Ain't nothing safe. The water key, the air key, the food key. Don't eat
what,
or drink
what,
or breathe nothing.
What I can't get past is that they're going to send the full military, the full might of the United States military overseas to fight ISIS, who might be terrorizing us, when they got terrorists right here who poisoning the water, the Flint.
My God,
so
tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I can't get past how they can somehow look at that as a negotiable item. That should be non-negotiable. They,
right.
You know, if they're talking about protecting American citizens, okay, you can't have somebody poisoned in the water. And then you can't have the news media injecting that it has a large minority population. That's like calling the people during Katrina refugees. You know, they insult our intelligence because they try and make it look like, well, it's not that bad because the only people who got it were black people. That's what they're saying. It's a code word for black people when they say minorities. And, you know, it should be they're Americans. They're being terrorized. They're being poisoned. Get the whole United States military over there to clean that shit up, you know. And that's the way it should be.
Well, listen, let me just say this. If we look at the group, I just Googled, you know, I Googled list of terrorist groups, right? I Googled that. You know what came up? Foreign terrorist organizations. Like, as if, like, there's no other terrorist groups in the world except foreign terrorists. And then the U.S. Department of State has the whole list of foreign terrorist organizations, right? But let me Google domestic terrorist groups and see what happens. Okay, it's D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C, domestic terrorist groups. Let's see what comes up. Wikipedia. Why don't the U.S. Department have a list of them readily available, right? They got a big-ass list of terrorist groups. And the reason why I did that is because I thought about this. I went, okay, they all about ISIS now, right? ISIS this and ISIS. ISIS is going to tear your ass up. What were some of the other ones that they used to throw at us on a daily basis before there was ISIS? Well, the most recent
I'll tell you who was the biggest one, Hydra from Marvel Comics.
Well, look, ISIS is from Marvel
Agents
Comics.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you look at the comic books, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what's the guy with the eye patch on? Nick Fury. With Nick Fury leading the group, Hydra was the clandestine group. And that's the way they're playing it right now in the media. Hydra.
Well, listen,
what I can't
listen.
Get past. Go ahead.
I just wanted to name a few of the ones that they've been threatening us with over the years and how, okay, as if, where the hell they go all of a sudden, right? Did they disappear because you come up with a new one? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Remember them? Whatever happened to them? Did they just disappear?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it was Al-Qaeda,
mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And what they're trying to say is, oh, ISIS was Al-Qaeda, and they folded into ISIS. This is just a bunch of, let's see, who will be the next one to come up? Boko Haram, that's a new one they got going. I mean, the list is long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving you a few of them off the Khmer Rouge. Remember Khmer Rouge? Well, yeah, Khmer Rouge
mm-hmm.
is like bad and over there. And look, date of originality, 1997. Hell no, Khmer Rouge was like during the genocide in Tibet. Many years ago. So how all of a sudden that's a new one? That ain't no new one. Look, they even got one in the Tupac Amaru Revolution Movement. You know who Tupac is. I mean, this is armed Islamic group. Why is the KKK on here? Where the KKK at? Where the LAPD? NYPD? Where they at? Why ain't they on here? The skinheads. Where's that group at? Why don't we see a group of domestic terrorists? The people who occupied the place in Oregon, where they at? Where are all these people?
Mm.
Anyway, what we need to pay attention to is why are they throwing foreign terrorists up? Because it's all about distraction. Let me make you look over there while we doing something over here. Yeah, look over there. Hey, there it is over there. And while we taking and robbing your ass blind and putting lead in your water and fluoride over here and giving you a GMO over here. Genetically modified organisms.
That's what I'm talking about is that it's a soft news story. It's a soft news story here where it should be a very highly indulged story, but they shrouded it and clouded it with saying that it's the majority of the people in Flint are minorities. Well, that means that they were poisoning the white people who were there, too. So
yeah.
They should have some concern about the disproportionate and it's just shredded with evil, and it's not a mistake. It was an intentional act, you know.
Ain't no doubt about it.
And then they talk about they want to make the country great again. Go and give people jobs. There's a job program right there, getting rid of all the lead pipes. They can do it.
right. Make the country great again. They're making the country hate again. That's what's going on. And with that being said, we're running out of time. Thank you so much, DDB. He's a Hollywood producer and filmmaker and a personal friend of mine, like a brother to me here in Hollywood. Thank you for calling in, my brother. We got Brother Malcolm out of Pennsylvania as well.
One last thing. God bless Gary Shannon's soul. All right.
No doubt.
All right.
Brother Malcolm, what do you do, boo-boo? You out there in Pennsylvania?
I'm about ready to go out and find me a cruller somewhere.
A cruller. Well, that's what you seen about yesterday's show. The crullers and delicious baked goods all over the place, right? Well, we're going to close this puppy down. We first tell you to visit steviemack.com, steviemack.com. That's where you're going to find out where I'm performing at a place near you. And if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. We also close this show out by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. We got Brother Malcolm. Tell him what the truth is.
The world is listening.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has left the building.
Whoop, whoop to the workshop, yeah!
Tomorrow with Howard Hewitt and Shantae Moore in Long Beach, California, at 7 p.m. at the Terrace Theater. And for tickets and information, call 562-424-0013. A friend of mine is promoting that. I just want to put that out there. The Whispers, I'm looking at a picture of them right now. The Whispers was grown-ass men singing songs in concert when I was in high school. And now I'm a grown-ass man, and they still, the Whispers got to be 100 years old. That black don't crack. Say good night, Brother Malcolm.
Good night, Brother Malcolm.
Yeah, we'll see y'all.